Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
I'm Cecilia Lay, and this is Fifth Emission. San Francisco has been facing a serious public image problem. Retail theft videos on social media have gone viral, depicting a city that can't get its crime under control. The videos show people in hoodies and masks clearing out shelves in retail stores and breaking glass displays to grab merchandise in broad daylight.
Shoplifters usually try to conceal their crimes.
Wow.
Not this one at a Walgreens in San Francisco.
Often, the robbers aren't stopped and seem to get away without any repercussions. It's a hot-button topic that stirred many debates in the city about policing, crime statistics, and the effectiveness of San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin. Back in July, San Francisco Mayor Lyndon Breed and Police Chief Bill Scott pushed back on the unflattering narrative that the city was crime-ridden.
And those videos are not just going viral in San Francisco, they're going viral all over the world. But what's not going viral, what's not being brought to the forefront, is the fact that in almost every single instance, our police department have arrested many of the people in these particular crimes.
We chatted with Chronicle crime reporter Megan Cassidy at the time to talk about how city officials were trying to change the national perception that San Francisco was becoming Gotham City. And now Megan is back on Fifth Emission with an update. On Wednesday, Breed and Scott unveiled an initiative to combat retail theft in the city, agreeing now that the issue is serious enough to warrant a solution, one that includes allocating more police resources to the streets of San Francisco. The strategy is a multi-pronged approach, and Megan is here to explain it to us. Megan, thanks so much for being here. Let's start with this public image crisis that San Francisco is confronting. Viral shoplifting videos suggest that the city is overrun with crime. And I want to know, is that actually true?
Well, you know, it's a pretty complicated answer. And, you know, if we're looking specifically at property crimes in San Francisco, San Francisco has for years seen really high rates of property crime. This is including auto break-ins, shoplifting, other types of theft. In 2019, it clocked in with the highest property crime rates out of any city in California. In 2017, FBI data showed that the city had the highest rate of property crimes among the 20 biggest cities in the U.S. So I think that there's no denying that San Francisco has a property crime mm-hmm. problem. One point that is not accurate that I know that has gotten San Francisco some national and unflattering attention mm-hmm. is that San Francisco has seen this, or the notion that San Francisco has seen this quote unquote surge of property crime shoplifting during the pandemic or over the last year and a half or so. And that's partly due to these viral videos that you mentioned. But the reality is that shoplifting and commercial burglary incidents actually dropped during the pandemic, which was, of course, likely due to a lot of stores closing, either temporarily or permanently. But this probably also fueled the perception that retail theft was on the rise, because a lot of the businesses that remained opened would continue to be victimized. And so it's like you see something, you know, the small amount of ones that are open, you see a lot of shoplifting there. And then also in recent months, data has shown that the crimes, that shoplifting and retail theft crimes, have unfortunately been ticking back up to their pre-pandemic levels, which, as I mentioned, it's nothing for the city to be proud of.
And so why is the city deciding to confront the issue now in this moment?
Yeah, so I think that it really has to do with this public perception, both in the city and nationwide, that is... really casts a bad light on San Francisco, that it's overrun by lawlessness. The city is featured a lot on Fox News. People have dubbed it Gotham City. You see these videos of people you know, emptying Walgreens aisles into a trash bag and biking out, nobody doing anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a good look. I think that this is really just responding to what people around the country, if not around the world, see of San Francisco, and then also the frustration that residents in the city have been feeling and seeing as well.
So how has the city decided to address retail theft? And does that mean there's going to be more police presence on the streets of San Francisco, even when there's been widespread calls to reallocate police resources?
I don't think that there's quite an easy answer for that. There are going to be a few new positions created, but I don't think that it's really going to, it's going to be more of a reallocation within the department rather than new hires. So one of the things that this new initiative will do is that it's creating new sergeant and lieutenant positions to specifically focus on retail crime. And that's something that they didn't have before. And so then they will oversee an increased number of investigators that are working on digging into kind of these higher level organizational retail theft rings and working in better coordination where they're going to deploy the street patrols. Mm-hmm. And then the new lieutenant is also going to coordinate what are known as 10B officers. So these are actual sworn police officers. They work for SFPD, but they have an opportunity to work overtime and they're paid for by private retailers who want the extra security. And these shifts will add up to about 3,800 hours every 2 weeks. And they're going to be fanning out at about 34 different retail locations citywide. We don't know exactly where those retail locations are. I think, you know, it's kind of an effort not to give away the secret sauce. Mm-hmm. You know, don't want to give potential thefts a heads up where they're going to be. But the short answer is you're going to see more police presence. I don't believe that is going to be the result of hiring more officers. It's just more shuffling within the department. Another thing that this program does is it expands the presence of non-sworn ambassadors. And so these are the people that you'll see around town. Kind of like with Urban Alchemy, you see them in like the neon green vests. Mm-hmm. Not sure what color the vests are going to be in this case, but these will be mostly retired police officers, and they're going to be spread out throughout the city in the high traffic, high tourist areas to really act as a deterrent. They're going to be the eyes and ears for large retail locations. They report back to police what they see, but most importantly, they're there to really kind of sway these types of crimes from happening in the first place.
We'll be right back. You can support Fit the Mission and the newsroom that creates it by signing up for unlimited access at sfchronicle.com/pod or by downloading the San Francisco Chronicle app. You mentioned unarmed community ambassadors. Is that an approach that the city has taken before?
It has. We see community ambassadors in the Tenderloin. A lot of these people are ones that have been previously incarcerated. They're there to, again, they work with police, but they're not armed. They're there to connect with the community, kind of be the eyes and ears of the community. And then with this specific program, this was launched, I believe it was last year around the holiday time. The city added eight ambassadors to kind of patrol the Union Square area retail locations to deter theft. So there were eight of these ambassadors before. Now they're going to be expanding that force to 25. And instead of just focusing on the Union Square area, they're going to be deployed to other high tourism areas like Lower Market, Embarcadero, Chinatown, and then also Fisherman's Wharf.
And we know that the Community Ambassador Program has been successful in other cities like Oakland, Chinatown, which I reported on earlier this week. But do we know more about how these retail thefts are happening? Are these folks that are doing these crimes because of economic pressures from the pandemic, or is it something more sophisticated?
So I think if you asked police about this, the answer would be yes. Mm-hmm. Yes to all of the above, because it is a mix of both. And you can kind of get a sense of that with the videos that you see online. In some cases, it's just one dude and emptying a store aisle into his trash bag with a couple hundred dollars worth of merchandise. And then others you see like swarms of people and masks, and looks like a pretty highly coordinated effort fleeing with what's probably thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. And so I talked to Lieutenant Scott Ryan about this at the San Francisco Police Department. And he said that yes, a lot of these crime operations, they're highly organized. There's a hierarchy of different ranks and roles, and it's a lot like you would see in the drug trade or in an organized crime family. Mm-hmm. And so that's why a major part of this is working with police and other jurisdictions and throughout the state, because they don't stay within the boundaries of just one city.
And of course, retailers and small business owners have had to be the ones to confront a lot of these incidents, which must be terrifying and frustrating for them. How are they going to play a role in the city's strategy to combat these kinds of crimes?
Right. So one thing that I hear a lot, and I'm sure police hear a lot as well, is what's the point? If my store gets burglarized, police aren't going to do anything about it. It's not going to get prosecuted. Why would I even bother? There's this perception that's leading to a lot of apathy among people. And so the message on Wednesday was that please help us help you. We need retailers to be a partner in this. Please report these crimes. And then police will get a better idea of where to allocate their resources, what areas are the hot spots, and what areas to better be investigating.
So retail theft is such a controversial topic in the city, and it's also been one of the key criticisms that District Attorney Tessa Boudin has had to face from people who think that he's contributing to the lack of public safety in the city, and he continues to be the target of a recall campaign. Do you think this latest strategy is part of the city's larger effort to sort of change the narratives around how San Francisco is managing crime?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, like I said before, there is a sense that Boudin's office, as well as the mayor's office, as well as police, that they just don't really care about retail crime. And there's been a concerted effort in the last few months from all of these public officials to push back on that and say, no, if you commit a crime, there are going to be consequences. And I think that Wednesday's announcement was part of that messaging.
Megan, this is so helpful. Thank you for chatting with me.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
Megan Cassidy is a crime reporter at The Chronicle. You can find her story on San Francisco's latest push to combat retail theft on sfchronicle.com or on the Chronicle app. Thanks to King Kaufman for producing this episode, and to you for listening.